Good morning. You know, one of my favorite movies from a number of years ago is the movie Independence Day. It's the movie with Will Smith where aliens come to Earth. And I was watching the movie last week, and I recall that aliens, like so many in other movies, come with one purpose in mind: to eradicate the planet and then to move on. There's that idea that once I've gotten all that I can get from something, it's time to move on. Once I've reached a certain threshold, it's time to move on. And I think many people apply this to their lives and to their jobs, moving on to hopefully bigger and better things as time goes on. I remember doing that myself when I was in the professional world. And I think of the gospel that we just heard as we wrap up the reading, the end of the reading of Gospel of John chapter 6. It seems as though many, if not most, of the crowd that Jesus started with has moved on. The crowd was following him for a number of reasons. He was popular. He fed them. They liked his stories. They thought that he might lead an uprising against the Romans. They seemed to be curious about him. What started out as a crowd of thousands in our gospel today ends with a dozen. It's like that saying, last one to leave, hit the lights. And Jesus asked the 12 who were remaining, do you also want to leave? And the 12 respond, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. As we think about all that's transpired in these past weeks, Jesus is asking you and me the same question. But there's only one conclusion that we can come up with about what Jesus has said. Look to nowhere else. Look to no one else. But the miracle that happens on that altar every time we celebrate Mass together. That conclusion that we come to is one that drives many people away, but the conclusion is and will forever be our confident confession. This week, in the midst of what have been some very difficult conversations about the crisis within our church, I admit that I'm looking for some bright spots, some signs of hopefulness. I was talking to a brother priest of mine about this, and he told me to share a story. He said, people love stories. Share a story that tells of looking to Christ even when we face struggles, or tell a story of human kindness. So I want to share with you a story. It's a bit long, but it shows that even in the face of these difficult times, we can't abandon Christ. We can't leave him as so very important to a world that needs him so much today. It's a true story that happened a few years ago. A New York City taxi driver wrote, I arrived at the address and I honked the horn. After waiting a few minutes, I honked again. Since this was going to be my last ride of my shift, I thought about driving away, but instead I parked the car and I walked up to the door and I knocked. Just a minute, answered a frail elderly woman. I could hear something being dragged across the floor. After a long pause, the door opened, and a small woman in her 90s stood there before me. She was wearing a print dress and a pillbox hat with a veil pinned to it. She seemed to look like something out of a 1940s movie. By her side was a small nylon suitcase. The apartment looked as if no one had been living there for years. There were sheets over the furniture. There were no clocks on the wall, no knickknacks or utensils on the counters. In the corner was a cardboard box filled with pictures and with glassware. Would you carry my bag to the car, she asked. I took the suitcase to the cab and then I returned to help the woman. She took my arm and we walked slowly back to the curb. She kept thanking me for my kindness. I said, it's nothing. I just try to treat my passengers as I would want my mother to be treated. She asked that I drive around a bit. She was in no hurry. But the meter will be running, I told her. Oh, I don't mind, she said. I'm in no hurry. I looked in the rearview mirror, and her eyes were glistening. I don't have any family left, she told me in a soft voice. The doctor said I don't have too long to live. I quietly reached over and I shut off the meter. What route would you like me to take? I asked. For the next two hours, we drove around the city. She showed me the building where she once worked as an elevator operator. We drove through the neighborhood where her and her husband lived as newlyweds. She had me pull up in front of a furniture warehouse that had once been a ballroom where she had danced as a young girl. Sometimes she'd ask me to just stop on a corner or in front of a building. She would stare into the darkness, saying nothing. As the first hint of sun creased the horizon, she suddenly said, I'm tired. Let's go now. But one more stop. She wanted to pay a visit to the local church. When she came out, she told me in a peaceful voice that she wanted to spend some time with the Lord. We drove in silence to the final address she had given me. It was a low building and looked like a convalescent home with a driveway that wrapped around underneath a portico. Two nurses came out to the cab as soon as we pulled up. They were kind and compassionate, watching her every move. They seemed to be expecting her. I opened the trunk and I took out the small suitcase and I brought it to the door. The woman was already in a wheelchair. How much do I owe you? She asked, reaching into her purse. Nothing, I said. You have to make a living, she answered. There are other passengers, I responded. Almost without thinking, I bent and I gave her a hug, and she held on to me tightly. You gave an old woman a little bit of joy today, she said. Thank you. I squeezed her hand, and then I walked into the dim morning light. Behind me, a door shut. It was the sound of the closing of a life, I thought. But it was also the hope of eternal life by her visit to that church on our way. I didn't pick up any more passengers that shift. I drove aimlessly, lost in thought. For the rest of that day, I could hardly talk. What if that woman had gotten an angry driver or one who was impatient to end his shift? What if I had refused to take that run? Or if I'd honked the horn only once and then drove away? As you and I sit here in church together this morning, Christ looks at each of us in our eyes and he asks us, do you also want to leave? But we are here, right where we belong, and we respond to him, where else would we go? Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy